This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I do believe we have another guest on the line. It's Dallas Wings president and CEO Greg Bibb. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we've talked about this in the context of a few other sports, but we wanted to have the opportunity to talk to you about it. Obviously, how excited are you that the WNBA was able to figure out a plan that worked for them and the restart is now going to be a go?
Very excited. You know, it took a lot of time and effort, energy, a lot of collaborative work with all the stakeholders from the league, Players Association, and down the line to come up with a plan that we feel provides optimal safety for our players and our staff. And now that we have that, I think everyone's excited to hear the ball bounce on the hardwood again this summer.
When it came to the idea of the player safety, how did that part of it, how did that process of finding out what was most important, not only to the players, but keeping them safe, come together? Was it saying, okay, we need to talk to doctors, what kind of consultants we got with? How did that work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The league and the Players Association worked together and really spearheaded the effort with, you know, input from players and team officials as well, talking to medical experts and public health officials to determine what the best plan or protocol plan would be to provide maximum safety for the well-being of everyone who will be involved at Bradenton, Florida at IMG Academy in a couple of weeks.
Now, I think you guys just had three of the top seven picks in the draft. I believe y'all have three of the top 12 picks in next year's draft. Is there a way you can start hoarding draft picks for 2022 as well? Because I feel like we really need to plan ahead.
Well, I'm a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while kind of guy. So if I just continue to give myself more and more opportunities, sooner or later, we'll get one right. But no, we have we followed a strategy recently in terms of trying to aggregate draft picks first and foremost because the last couple of drafts have been very good in terms of talent. But secondly, because we're in a little bit of a reboot with our roster. We had been building a team around a couple of superstar players and then complementary players around them. And that strategy had to change over the last year and a half. And rather than make deals that would bring back talent that I would have felt at the time was, you know, not on an equal playing field as to the talent we were giving to another team, I decided to speculate a little bit and aggregate picks, and it worked well for us in the draft we just had, and hopefully it'll work well for us in future drafts.
Now, everyone agrees that you guys had a fantastic draft, and I want to commend you for that, but I also have to say you broke my heart just a tiny bit because I was hoping we might go local with Lauren Cox at pick number 2 out of Flower Mound. She's a local kid. We got to cover her growing up. Was there ever any discussion about her? Not that you didn't get an amazing player, but was there ever any discussion about Lauren maybe fitting with the team?
You know, Lauren's a fantastic player, and I have no doubt she's going to go to Indiana and help that organization greatly for the next decade and beyond, and will have a fantastic WNBA career. Probably watched Lauren more than anyone else in the draft class over the last 3 or 4 years and think the world of her. For us, when Satu Sabally entered the draft as a junior eligible at the University of Oregon, we felt she was just too rare of a talent to pass on, regardless of whoever else would be available. I believe Satu in any other draft that doesn't include her teammate, Sabrina Ionescu, is a number one pick. She's that kind of player. Wow. So we felt, you know, to get a number one overall pick at the number two spot was something we couldn't pass on. And in particular, Satu's game, 6'4", kind of 3, small forward, 4, power forward player, with the size and strength to play down on the low block, but also the athleticism and versatility to be on the perimeter and guard multiple positions on the perimeter. She's just a unique talent, and we felt like we had to make that selection at number two and bring Satu Sabally into the Dallas Wings organization.
I'm really curious at some of the other efforts to activate your fan bases with no fans in the stands. What's the hope that you can get the fans involved from, digitally from far away?
Yeah, that's the most disappointing element of how this all's played out, obviously, is not being able to play in front of our fans. I think the best fans in the WNBA at College Park Center on the campus of UTA. But through the league at the national level with their broadcast partnerships with ESPN, CBS Sports Network, NBA TV, and with us at the local level, we're currently, pursuing broadcast windows with our partner, Fox Sports Southwest. We're going to do our best to ensure that as many games as possible are broadcast for our fans, and those that aren't broadcast will certainly be available on the league's streaming service, League Pass. So if you have a desire to see our games, you'll have the opportunity to see each and every one of the 22. That said, would love to have been at College Park Center this summer, but going back to our initial, remarks, safety and well-being of fans, players, organizational staff was the number one priority, and we're just not at a place right now in the world, unfortunately, where we can do that and play games live at College Park Center.
Prior to that, had you seen what you felt like was a good buildup, whether it's straight from attendance, from social media, from general buzz about the team? Did you feel like you were, especially when you're in the midst of rebuilding the team, getting a good foothold in the market?
Absolutely. This is our fifth year since the team came to North Texas. And last year we set an organizational record with an average attendance at College Park Center of just over 5,000. We were on pace to significantly surpass that number this year. We have continued to set records in terms of the number of corporate partners and the revenue associated with those corporate partners each of the last 3 years. So locally, we've been feeling a lot of momentum. And it's not surprising because we feel like North Texas is home to the best sports fans in the world. And I think it's also one of the best women's basketball markets in the world. So we've taken some time to establish some roots. We're starting to, reap the rewards of that labor over the last several years. And I think what we're experiencing here in Dallas in North Texas is really indicative of what's happening at the WNBA level as a whole. There's been a lot of momentum around women's basketball in our league. It's year 24, I believe. The historic collective bargaining agreement that the league signed with the Players Association in January created another jolt of energy into our league. And I think that's one of the reasons we've worked so hard to have a 2020 season this summer is because we recognize the momentum that the league is establishing and want to maintain that momentum through this summer and into next year and beyond.
And I know you will continue to set things up with our producer, Reggie, because he might be the number one supporter in the media of women's basketball here in the DFW.
Reggie's the man. I think we had a nice conversation on draft night. I barely had called in the last pick, and we were on the phone talking about the night we had. So certainly appreciate his interest and your interest and everyone in the marketplace who has been so good to us here with the Dallas Wings. And we're working hard to have a successful summer of 2020 and bring a championship at some point back here to North Texas.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Greg. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Dallas Wings president and CEO Greg Bibb keeping us up to date. And by the way, I'm not kidding. You check out 1053thefan.com. Reggie has had interviews up with Greg in the past, with draft picks, with other star players. He is pushing it out there for the Dallas Wings.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.